Welcome to the Neurodiverse Toolbox with Sheila Kieschlin and Paige Kieschlin.
Good morning, Paige.
Good morning, Mom.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. So by the time this episode comes out, you will not be Paige Kieschlin anymore.
No,
even though the
I
announcement
won't.
Still says that, we will have to have that changed. So what are we talking about today?
Eye contact and autism.
Excellent. So what have you learned about eye contact?
Eye contact. Eye contact is important in society for a number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it displays honesty, which I didn't know.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So what, if you're not looking at someone in the eyes, do they think they're lying to you?
Yeah, because it's hard to meet somebody's eyes if you're not telling the truth.
It builds trust.
Mm-hmm.
It fosters connection.
Mm-hmm.
Helps people concentrate. I disagree with that one.
Well, that's because you find it distracting because you have autism.
It shows the other person that has expected your... What? I don't understand what I was
Your
writing.
Own notes.
My own notes don't make sense. It increases engagement from others.
Mm-hmm.
It like shows people that you like are listening to them, basically. You want to look people in the face. It shows respect. However, most autistic people do not like looking people in the eyes. And because it's like distracting, or like the eyes are just like too intense, so it's like painful to look directly into someone's eyes. But people will, like, if I'm like looking away from them, they'll like move, so then I'm in their eyesight. It's like, I'm not looking at you for a reason. Stop going like this to look at me in the face. I don't want to look at your stupid face. Let me talk.
Stupid face. It's just a intense emotional experience. So what is that like? What does that feel like?
Just
Like
uncomfortable.
If you had to explain to somebody, like, what about it's uncomfortable though? Like, does it feel?
I just feel so uncomfortable and pain. It like painful, like in my eyeballs.
Your eyeballs hurt.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's just like extreme uncomfort.
Like,
Ian and I will sometimes look at each other in the eyes. His eyes do the same thing. And you've told me this too. When you stare at me in the eyes, my eyes move back and forth, like everywhere. I don't know why that is. I couldn't figure that out. Why we do that. But...
So,
and not like the vibrating, because there is a disorder where you, it's like a, like you casual, you gradually lose your eyesight, and those people's eyes vibrate back and forth. It's not like that, but they like
no, you're
move.
Just changing your focus so
yeah.
often. Yes.
It's not like the other thing. I'm not going blind. Well, I might be, but that's not the reason I look at people. No, don't look at people in the face.
Okay.
Oops.
So what else did you learn?
So sensory overload. Social anxiety is also a reason. Autistic
Mm-hmm.
people may not look at people in the eyeballs.
Right. That's why I was asking why, like, what it felt like for you, because what most people have told me is that it's just like a too intense feeling, like physically
It's
in their
like,
body,
yeah.
because it's like, the
Intense.
eyes are the windows to the soul, right? So it's just like
Gone.
too much emotion in, there's just too much emotion in it. And it makes them uncomfortable.
Yes. We have some tips.
Okay. What are your tips?
Mostly for other people, not the autistic person. You can keep doing what you're doing.
You don't have to look at people
You don't
anymore.
have to look at people. I think it's stupid. In some cultures, it's actually disrespectful to look at people in the eyes.
It's
I don't know
true.
why. I don't know why in America it's considered polite. Because
I
I think in
don't
most places, you're not supposed to do it.
know. I don't know. I'd have to fact check that.
Oh, wait. According to the British social psychologist, Dr. Michael Wargle, people from Western countries and Europe tend to hold eye contact for an average of
Seconds.
61% of the time. 61% of the time. 41% while talking and 75% while listening. So, like, I guess it shows people that you're listening, even though you could totally be listening and not stare at someone in the face.
True.
But, so some tips. Do not pressure, don't feel pressured to make eye contact. We
Yes.
said 100% of the time you should like occasional like if sometimes I like occasionally look up and be like, yeah, I'm listening to you. It's because that it makes the neurotypical people happy. So make eye contact before one person talks to another, so you could like look at someone for like a brief second and then look back down. You can like take breaks.
Some people I know just don't, they look, they don't actually look in the eye. They look like at their face as a whole, or they'll look like right between their eyebrows. So it looks like they're looking into your eyes, but they're really focusing on a different point on your face.
All right. Some other tips. Be patient with the autistic person. Understand that they might feel uncomfortable or overwhelmed, and rushing them to make eye contact with you is just going to make things worse.
Yes.
And then you have a bigger problem on your hands.
Yes.
Recognize sensory overload and create a safe, quiet space. So I guess like if you have other family, like distant family that like don't really understand that.
Or work environment, or yeah.
Praise and rewards can encourage autistic people to make eye contact willingly. So I guess as a child you could give them praise and rewards for staring at people in the eyeballs.
I guess.
I guess. Oh, if the autistic person is young, incorporate games and activities that make eye contact fun, such as I Spy or storytelling. I Spy is a fun game. I like I Spy.
Yeah, that's always good.
I don't think I Spy isn't really a, unless there's a different type of I Spy than what I played. Isn't I Spy like I Spy with my little eye something brown?
Yeah. So it would have to be like, it'd have to be something like on your face, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're just changing the rules to make them look at a face.
Faces.
Or maybe it's like a group activity and they're making them look at each other's eyes. I don't know. Like f other family members, not.
Show autistic people person, show the autistic person that eye contact is a natural part of communication.
Okay.
Okay.
That would be by example, yes.
Yes.
What else?
That those are all the tips. But
So, but like personally, what would you say?
let's see here. Mean, I've never really had a pro I mean, my last boss had a problem. The per boss that I worked for when I lived in Colorado, he seemed to have a real problem that I didn't look at people in the eyes, even while he was yelling at me. It's like, you see, right now you're not even looking at me in the face. Granted, he didn't know that I was autistic. Everyone else in that room did, though. He was also just like a jerk, but that's how that one dude thought that I was autistic. Remember?
Yeah.
We went in for like anxiety, and it was like, I think Paige is autistic. Because she
So,
hasn't been looking at me in the face.
what makes you comfortable doing it when you have to, or who are you comfortable doing it with?
Honestly, nobody. I don't look at anyone in the face. I don't look at you in the face. I don't look at Ian in the face. I don't look at any of my friends in the face. I mean, like, I'll like quickly like glance up at people,
You've
but
looked me in the face.
briefly.
Yes,
I don't do
briefly.
it all the time.
No.
I like to look at the other things like that are around you. Everywhere except your face. No offense. I'm sure your face is beautiful. But I don't like faces.
In general.
In general, I don't know what it is. People's faces are sometimes just like too emotion filled, and sometimes I just don't understand it.
Huh, that's interesting. You said sometimes you look at Ian in the eye.
Sometimes we'll look at each other in the eyes, and we've both told each other, like, your eyes are moving super, super fast. And the longer I look at him in the face, the faster his eyeballs get. So I don't know if my eyes do the same thing, but they're
Maybe.
like little ping pong balls, like the pinball machines where
So if
the they
you
go.
wanted to do it more often, how would you practice?
With a loved one, I guess.
Yeah, somebody trusted.
Or you could do it with an inanimate object. If something has it, like I have a pillow, a cow pillow, it has a face. You could stare at that. Less
Again,
intimidating,
you
their
could
button
maybe
eyes,
start there.
or
You could
stuffed
maybe do
animals.
like a photo.
Photo. You could do a photo.
It's like
Photos don't talk back.
an actual life-size photo of somebody's face, maybe.
Creepy.
Well, of a loved one. I'm not saying do it of like, you
That's
know.
still creepy. Faces are
Don't
weird.
think my face is creepy at all. Thank you very much. So what would be the benefit of learning that skill though, or being able to tolerate it for longer periods of time?
Your bosses wouldn't be yelling at you, for one. People wouldn't think you're rude. People People really don't like it when you don't look at them in the face. They actually get kind of mad at you. Like, why aren't you looking at me? It's like, I don't want to look at you and your stupid face.
Maybe you shouldn't phrase it that way, especially if you're at work.
Yeah, don't do that.
So people wouldn't
You have
think
to
you were rude.
smile, practice smiling, because you're looking at someone with a sour face. Like, it's
I wish
not
people
very
could see your face.
groomed. People will like, because you had I had to take this course about nonverbal communication. So eye
Oh.
contact and facial expressions, because we have the PTN, so they're like ATMs, but you talk to an actual person. They're like
Oh.
super fancy. So you can't like see your face. So a lot of them have like mirrors in them so you can see what you look like, so you don't have resting bitch face. Because a smile makes people feel welcomed.
Especially if they're giving you their money to keep safe at your bank.
You don't want to look grumpy
No.
or mad,
No.
angry.
No.
That, and we talked about like your voice.
Tone of
Voice is
voice.
also very important, apparently.
Yes, it is. That could maybe be a future topic as well, because tone of voice is
Tone
definitely
of voice, body
difficult.
language, all very important, apparently.
And all really hard for people who are neurodiverse. Those aren't
You
natural
feel like
skills for
your voice
everybody.
is your voice. You shouldn't be like judged for. Some people just have a very boring sounding voice. Some people can't like control that. If you talk like a robot, you talk like a robot.
Yes,
You
but
shouldn't
the
be
inflection or
discriminated about
intensity
that.
in somebody's voice can indicate pleasure or displeasure or welcoming or not welcoming.
I'm not welcoming you. You're disturbing my peace and quiet. I
Well, they're
was
keeping
standing
you
here doing
employed.
nothing. Yeah, I know.
Want the bank to be busy.
Yeah.
So that you have a job.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know what else about what else about eye contact is important.
Maintaining it for, I believe it said, 4 to 5 seconds, at least at a time. Like,
Okay.
you can take a break.
Right, so how long's a good starting place, right? Because you're not going to go from I can't stand to look people in the face at
I would
all
say
to
maybe 2 seconds.
okay, practice
Is
for
two 2 seconds too
2 seconds.
long? 2 Mississippis? Mississippi.
So you could practice that
Yes.
and see how it goes, and then advance from there with a
Yes.
loved one
Yes.
or a photo or a stuffed animal, I guess, if that's what you're
If
at.
you want.
I think the cheating is a really good, right? Like one guy I know, he just looks at the corners at the top of people's eyebrows. So he doesn't look at like their eye actually. He's just looking right here, but it looks to
Let's
other
see.
people like he's looking at their face. So he can look there for
And no one will know.
nobody will know. And then people
Everyone's
look right
happy.
here. Everybody's happy. You're not overwhelmed. And people think you're looking them in the face. And yeah, it's all good. Right? What I don't know. What else is there to say about eye contact? If only they could see the non-verbal face you just made when I said eye contact and you like looked like you were so grossed out. People's faces are nice if they're smiling.
Some people aren't smiling, though. People don't
Maybe
just stand
make them
in line
smile.
with a smile on their face. Your face rests. That's why it's called resting bitch face.
But
No one
by the
smiles 24/7.
no, but by the time they get up to you and if you're smiling, you say, "Hi, what can I do for you today?"
Yeah.
Or "What brings you in today?" or whatever it is
Yeah.
that you say.
Yes.
And you say it with, nice
Happiness.
welcoming tone of voice.
Not too intense, though. It has to be just right.
Yeah, you don't want to freak them
Because
out.
too intense scares people away.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're smiling, they're gonna smile, right? That's usually it's like infectious. Nobody's gonna be like, "Oh, no."
Is it
I mean,
true
some
that it
people, but
takes more muscles to frown?
it is true.
Is it true? I feel like it should take more muscles to smile because it's going up and not going down.
No, it takes more muscles to frown. And not only that, but it also creates more lines in your face as you
Oh,
age.
I see.
So nobody wants to age with sad lines across their face.
No.
That's not a good look. So yeah. Okay. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you wanted to coach with me, see my information at bigbangcoaching.net. If you are interested in emailing us, you can reach us at thendtoolbox@gmail.com. And if you wanted to see our website, please go to theneurodiversetoolbox.podbean.com. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Neurodiverse Toolbox.